Despite overcast skies, spring has reached Varovice, a sleepy little town nestling at the foot of the Carpathian Mountains, some 30 miles southwest of Krakow. And when Pope Benedict XVI made his way there by car on the morning of Saturday, 27th of May, looking out of the window, he could enjoy the sight of the lush green woodland, interspersed with huge lilac bushes in full bloom, while he looked forward to some charged emotional moments during which his thoughts may have just turned to a passage in the speech he was about to deliver there. He was to quote from a German poet, Johann von Goethe, who once said, "He who wishes to understand a poet should visit his native land." In this case, the native land was that of the late John Paul II, where the Holy Father is currently on a spiritual pilgrimage, and where on Saturday he visited Wadowice, that once obscure town where the late Polish pontiff was born, one he placed on the map of the world and in the hearts of many. And the German Pope, who'd worked so closely with him, was greeted there by another person who'd been especially close to the late Polish pontiff, his longtime secretary, Cardinal Stanisław Dziwisz, recently appointed Archbishop of Krakow.
Qui in questa città, a Wadowice, è cominciato tutto.
And the Cardinal confirmed that idea. Wadowice, he said in Italian as he spoke in the market square on a makeshift podium while 200,000 people looked on, is the very place where everything began. We welcome you with that very same joy we greeted your predecessor. And when it was Pope Benedict's turn to speak, the people expressed great warmth, visibly happy he was there, happy he'd spoken in Polish.
Umiłowani bracia i siostry.
I am filled with emotion in the birthplace of my great predecessor, the servant of God, John Paul II, in this town of his childhood and young adult life, Pope Benedict said. Indeed, I could not have left out Wadowice as I make this pilgrimage in Poland, following in his footsteps, wishing to stop precisely here, in the place where his faith was kindled. And the crowd shouted with enthusiasm, thank you, in Polish, dziękuję, dziękuję. John Paul II, the Holy Father highlighted, often referred to a sign, that of the baptismal font, one which he himself often spoke about in the Church of Wadowice. In 1979, during his first pilgrimage in Poland, he stated, "In this baptismal font, on the 20th of June 1920, I was given the grace to become a son of God, together with faith in my Redeemer, and I was welcomed into the community of the Church." And it was precisely to this baptismal font that Pope Benedict had gone earlier to pray when he began his visit to the late Pope's hometown. Housed in the white Baroque church of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin, which stands overlooking the square, he seemed touched by this symbolic moment which brought to mind the birth of Karol Wojtyła. And a little later, turning a sharp left as he came out of the church, he walked a few yards down a side street in the shadow of the Basilica, going to 7 Koszalna Street, the house on the corner where little Lolik, as he was nicknamed then, grew up, and where today his cradle is housed. Sister Magdalene greeted him there on the first floor of what is now a museum, as Pope Benedict took a quick look round, stopping briefly to look at black and white photographs of the late Pope as a young man in a canoe, as a young priest, and finally spending a little time looking at his missal. The missal he'd used so often in the parish, right across from his home, a place the parish, Pope Benedict identified as of particular importance for the development of his spiritual life and the priestly vocation. His love for the church, he explained, was born in this parish of Wadowice. It was there that he experienced sacramental life and his formation in the faith. It was for this reason that as priest, as bishop, and as pope, he was so attentive to parochial communities. He himself remembered many times the deep attachment of the inhabitants of Wadowice to the local image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and the custom of daily prayer there on the part of schoolchildren. This memory helps us better understand the source of the conviction that nourished John Paul II, the conviction regarding the exceptional place that the Mother of God had in his life, a conviction that he himself, filled with devotion, expressed in the motto, Totus Tuus. One he expressed every time he visited the nearby popular Marian shrine of Kalvaria Żebrzydowska in the Beskidy Hills, where he used to go with his father as a child, and where, during that first historic journey to his homeland back in 1979, he said, "My hope is that you pray for me during my life and after my death. But the most moving moment of all was still to come.
Spero che la provvidenza ci conceda presto la beatificazione e la canonizzazione del nostro caro Papa Giovanni Paolo II.
Speaking off the cuff, Pope Benedict made an unexpected but much hoped-for statement, expressing the hope in Italian that the Church beatify and canonize the late John Paul II as soon as possible. The skies may well have been overcast in the Calvaria Marian Shrine of Passion of Our Lord, but it was spring here on Saturday and the Beskidi Hills were alive with the sound of music. Krakow, Veronica Scarsbrick, Vatican Radio.